Well, welcome everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I want to thank you for joining us today at the Voices of Courage show. Another amazing episode. Wait till you hear who I have as a guest this time on the show. You're going to be amazed. Today, we're going to be talking about how to get alignment, how to align yourself with your true self, how to have balance in your life. And, you know, for some of you are saying, oh, alignment, balance, I don't know about that. Well, listen. There's a lot of you that are going through, one day you feel great, the next day you don't. One day you're in pain and struggling, the next day everything's fine. One day you're excited about life, the next day you just want to crawl under your covers and hide, right? Can you relate to that? I know some of you can. Well, when we have harmony, when we have a coherence in our life, everything starts to line up. We start to become in a place of synchronicity in our world. The people, places, and things that we need to take our life to the next level start showing up consistently. We have more peace in our world. We have a lot more happiness. And we are in alignment with our own inner truth, our own inner guidance. Now, this isn't just for some people to do. This is teachable skills that you can learn and you can step into on a consistent basis. Wouldn't that be amazing? Imagine waking up every morning, feeling alert, alive, even if you didn't get sleep the night before. Wow, how interesting would that be? How about if you were able to nourish your body with the foods that you really know would, you know, create joy inside of you and help your body to heal anything that it's going through? All of this is about alignment. It's aligning with our true self. And that's what my guest is going to be talking to you about and giving you specific ways and tools that you can do that. Plus, she's got a great new book out you'll want to hear about. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's all about the courage to be exquisitely aligned.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information. Just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, again. And I'm here with my very special guest, Gina Vincent. And hi, Gina. It's good to have you.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. It's a privilege and an honor.
Oh, thank you. It's a great to have you too. And by the way, you might move over just a hair to align the little center more. There you go. So for those of you that don't know Gina, let me introduce you to her. She is a master motivator. She's an inspirational speaker and an empowerment entrepreneur with a vivacious lover for inspiring positive change in others. She guides high-achieving and success-oriented people around the world to design and claim their future they desire and live exquisitely aligned. She is the host of the Exquisitely Aligned TV show and podcast and so much more. I can hardly wait to dive into your story. So, all right. Let's just kind of, were you always aligned and, exquisitely aligned? Were you always aligned with your self, with your truth, with your nature?
So I think it's kind of what you alluded to in the beginning, a little bit of a roller coaster. Yes and no. I was that strong-willed child that I'm sure gave my parents quite a few gray hairs, the oldest of three. And so I'm sure they were scratching their head. I think I always knew I was intuitive. I always knew I walked to the beat of a different drum. I think that's why I started making my own clothing when I was in high school. And then I had friends paying me to sew for them because I didn't always want to quote unquote fit in. But I do believe there were times that I know for certain, there were times in my life where I thought, okay, I'm going down checking the boxes. You know, college, started my career. Okay, I'm ready to get married and did get engaged to a wonderful man, but my life with him would never have been exquisite. It would never have been energizing, like you were saying about waking up excited. And it got to a point that I had to really address, why am I in this engagement? And it was because I was in a job that I really wasn't thrilled with. I was relocated from Manhattan to Charlotte, North Carolina, which was lovely. It was like an upgrade because the weather was nicer. The cost of living was much more affordable. But there was so much turbulence and I was in the fashion industry and backstabbing, conniving, discomfort that I was like, oh, okay, well, let me just get married now. And when I asked him how sure he was he wanted to marry me, it was about 80%. And that for me was the, okay, I need to call this off. So there have been times where I've ridden that roller coaster of trying to fit in and follow what is expected, might want to say, of you go to school, you get your career, you go down the and check these boxes. And that's where, so no, to answer your question, that's a long answer, huh?
It brought up a lot of things for me. I mean, you know, it's interesting. And I think this brings up for a lot of people, you know, we go, we're born, we raised in a family, we're socialized into a family. Then we go and our peers tell us how to live life for a lot of us. Then we go into high school and in college and we're programmed into what society thinks we should do. And our parents think we should do or shouldn't do, you know, with the 2.5 kids, with a car, with a house, with, you know, and it, I went down that path. And I have to tell you, I woke up one day and I was miserable. And, you know, and I found myself self-medicating myself because I couldn't live with myself, right?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people do that. I think we walk down that path. But here's the kicker. I didn't know at that time what it even meant to live an exquisite life. I had no clue. And I think our audience has no clue either. So let's talk about what it means to be exquisitely aligned and what it means to have that kind of life.
Yeah. So I was always called the dreamer, the one who wore the rose-colored glasses. And I know a few people said that and didn't mean it as a compliment, but for me, it was a compliment. I was like, yeah, of course, I do wear rose-colored glasses and I wear them beautifully well. And I always had these big dreams and aspirations. I think it's such a blessing to be alive. And if you are ever in those moments where you're, I don't know the right word, doubting your future or feeling unhappy, I always say walk through a hospital, especially through an ICU, and see the people who are standing around a family member in prayer or the person who's there all alone. You know, and when my husband was waiting for a kidney and liver transplant, it was very much like walking on eggshells. And every time that phone rang, I didn't know what it was, you know, a positive or a negative. And our children were very young then. And it just really put into perspective how precious life is. For me, exquisitely aligned is about us choosing. I mean, you really have to choose, and like your word, the courage, have the courage to step in and powerfully, I would say, identify and then honor your soul level truths. And I believe they're written on your soul, only you know them. And then it's like this, you were talking about before, aligning this energy, the right people, places, everything starts unfolding magnificently, and it's your future. And if we can live with intention every day when we wake up with that desire from our heart and make choices throughout the day with our time, money, and energy, I think it becomes evident that it just, it happens, it unravels. And maybe not in a New York minute. I'm a New Yorker, so I like things fast, but maybe not in a New York minute, but in divine time. And I love, you know, quantum physics. I'm not as educated as you, but it does. It starts the right, everything starts appearing and flowing. And I think that's when I was like waking up, like, yeah, this marriage, this engagement needs to end now. When I started realizing, yeah, this doesn't feel right.
Well, I relate with you. You know, when I grew up, my dad and mother would call me the dreamer too. And they would say, you know, you really believe that there's a pot at the end of the rainbow. And I'd say, yeah, you're 100% right. There is an absolute, the rainbows in our life, and there is gold at the end. When my 16th birthday, they gave me a pot of gold with these chocolate gold coins.
I don't think
I've ever told that story on air.
I love that.
You know, that's where I started too, you know. But here's the good news for you. If you're a dreamer, now every family gets at least one, usually just one. And they're the kind of the one that it shakes things up, like makes the clothes that don't necessarily fit society's norms. And you know, they're those persons, right? They're the courageous ones. But you know, you said a piece that was really important, I think, you know, it's that soul truth. How do we get to that soul truth? Yeah. And you talked about going through the pain and the suffering with your husband and, you know, mm-hmm. little children. And I don't think I've ever found anybody on the planet yet that's got to their soulful truth of who they really are without going through some suffering, some pain.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's kind of a mixed bag, right? You totally want to feel pain, but if you can't feel the pain, you can't make the change.
Right.
And so it's I'm just bringing that up because I want to know if that's how you've experienced it and, you know, what has pain taught you?
Yeah. So I agree. And I don't mean to be laughing. I'm excited, you know, and because it's always fun to speak to people who get it. You know, sometimes I was the only child in the family who people were like, and that pot of gold. I love that. I like those chocolate coins. But there, I think I've been in pain, physical pain and emotional pain more than once. I like to say that my journey through life has been a lot of twists and turns in many different ways. And sometimes when I tell my story, I find people are like, oh, I'm so sorry you've been through that. And I guess it's those rose-colored glasses, Ken, that we both wear. But for me, it's like, it's not really a bad thing that I've been through that. It helps me have empathy for someone else who's been there or been in something similar, if that makes sense. And I think that if we can allow ourselves to be in peace for that moment of discomfort, whatever it might be, is physical, emotional, mental, spiritual pain, anything, that we can, I'm going to grab it because this is my handy 1 minute hourglass egg timer. And I love gifting these to clients because I think if we can just slow down and take a minute, and obviously we all have smart devices, smartphones, we could use the 60 second timer there. You don't need to go out and buy one of these, but if you can give yourself 60 seconds, like in a down dog position, in yoga where everything's upside down, like a child hanging from the I don't know the proper
jungle
term.
Jungle gyms, the monkey
jungle
bars.
Jungle gym, yeah. And when you can do that and start seeing what's the complete opposite. And I had to keep telling myself that my husband, I had to figure out the balance of, oh my gosh, I need to keep him alive to, okay, but he needs to be alive and healthy and being able to live a good life, not just alive on machinery in bed in a nursing home. And I think I had to run through, now, not in just 60 seconds, this was like every day, multiple times a day, I had to do a check-in. Like, what would be the worst case scenario? And the worst case scenario was no longer that he was in heaven because he would be free of pain, was that he would be alive and in pain and not able to move through life anymore, you know, being confined in a bed and maybe comatose or something, where he couldn't be a parent, he couldn't be a husband. And I think if we can check in and just ask ourselves, the other thing I learned at that time was like, this too shall end, right? Like something will change, something will shift. And what part can I play in that versus what part do I need to let go? And honestly, Ken, the bottom line of that story is on a Sunday, I finally let go kind of praying for somebody to pass away so my husband could receive a kidney from them and their liver. And it was that Wednesday night that he got the call that there was a match, a woman my age, my blood type, also an organ donor, passed, and he received her organs 12 hours later. And so, you know, when we let go, I think, and give into that pain, it can be a beautiful experience, maybe different 100%. Than we imagined. Yeah.
100%. I love that story. And yeah, it's a spiritual principle of letting go, giving up. It doesn't mean to surrender. It just means to let go of all this. What like you were praying for this and this. Yes. Wait a second, just let go. I'm not in control here. Okay.
Right.
There's a doer behind these fingers, you know, there's a doer behind these prayers that is doing the work. And yeah, mm-hmm. What I need to do is just align with it. Listen, I got to take a quick break. And when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about your amazing book and Exquisitely Aligned. And I know within that book are what we call some divine resources. So I want to talk mm-hmm. about those too. All right, we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives, just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
The station that makes you feel good.
I'll be right back with my guest, Gina Vincent, in just a second. But I'd like to, if you're listening to this show, I'd like to ask you a question. Gina brought up about being able to see through rose-colored glasses. Now, that's not a negative thing. That's a positive thing. And there's a process that I'd like to gift to you. It's right on my website, kendfoster.com. It's called the release process. And it helps you over a period of a few hours get rid of some of the subconscious old thoughts around guilt, shame, remorse, anger, resentments, anything that's been holding you down. It'll help you to release that. And quite frankly, one of the people that went through that said, Ken, the release process for me was like taking off a dark pair of sunglasses I never knew I had on. Well, that person got to see through those rose-colored glasses. So I hope you'll check it out, kendfoster.com. Go get the release process. Back to my guest now, Gina Vincent. Gina, all right, here we are. I just love what we're talking about. Let's put a picture of your new book up on the screen is what I would like to do. And so my audience can see it, and we can talk a little bit about the book and why you wrote it and some of those divine resources that are in it. So tell me, first of all, why Exquisitely Aligned? Why did you write it?
So I think always in my heart, there was a place that I wanted to write a book, but I knew it wasn't the right time. And I think after life changed with COVID for many of us being sequestered in a home, and I love my family of four, but we all were getting on each other's nerves. And I think that it really catapulted many people to that place where we was talking about being in pain or discomfort, where we finally realized there's got to be more. And for me, you know, some people say, oh, you're the more girl. Well, I am. Those rose-colored glasses, like you were just talking about, the release process, I love that. And I will check it out myself. But the book is to help people really dive into how to live exquisitely aligned so they can bring forth their most magnificent future. And I think it's available to all of us if we can just slow down a little bit and follow the guidance that's in there.
Well, what are some of the, let's talk about divine resources. First of all, yep. What is a divine resource outside of an AI resource, right? Or some other resource?
Yeah. So for me, the divine resources are time, money, and energy. And I think we have the ability to vote or to invest, however you want to fill in the blank, all day long, how we want to spend our time, which is our finite currency. We've already spoken about that. Our money, which is our power currency. And then, of course, we have energy, which is kind of an invisible currency. And they kind of connect time and energy. But I think so many of us, especially I'm a mother of two. My kids are now, fortunately, one's in college, one just graduated college. So they're self-sufficient. But I think anytime we have pets, we have a spouse, we have children, we have responsibilities, a career, we may step on that hamster wheel. Is it a hamster or a gerbil? But you know what I mean.
Hamster wheel, mouse wheel, rat wheel, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And we start running.
Yeah.
Right. We start running and we're really just staying in one place. And we think we should buy whatever that might be. Maybe it's a cup of coffee every day. But then when you start adding up, I'm not a coffee drinker, but hot tea. And if I were to buy my hot tea out every day, I wouldn't have the money that I like to use for airline tickets, because for my husband and I, and even our kids, travel is something that brings us great joy. And I think if we can start making those decisions every day, does this bring me long-lasting bliss, like a trip, or is this a quick fix? And I'm not saying you have to give up your coffee. But if you can start asking yourself, should I offer to help 10 people when I'm already tired versus just saying, no, I can't do that, or I'm not able to help today, you know, and pick and choose where you spend, even with friendships. I think a lot of people think they have to keep these ongoing friendships, but if something's not fulfilling and they're pulling you down, like those dark glasses your client was talking about, sometimes friendships can feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, friendships and excuse me, businesses, yes. Jobs, you know, what I've learned over the years is that when that happens, if it continues to happen, right? You have a friend and you're just not aligned, but then you're not aligned with something else. You're something else. And you've been working on yourself. You've been growing, changing, learning, and you're just feeling like there's this misalignment. Yeah. What you have to know, what I've learned, is that you have to understand that if it's not working for you, it's also not working for your friend. It's right. And it's time to move on. But if we feel so guilty, this has been my childhood friend for 44 years. So it doesn't mean you can't see him once a year.
Right.
Maybe you don't see him every day.
Right. Yeah. And I think I think guilt plays into a lot of, let's use the word issues. That's a word my brother uses often. But guilt plays in many times with all different things. What if I up-level myself, you know, or live this exquisitely aligned life? Will my friends and family support me? Will my, you know, and sometimes we're judging ourselves even. I find a lot of clients where I have to ask, is that really true? Or is this something you've been telling yourself, you know? And these blocks they're not serving us. And I think when we can become exquisitely aligned, we light the way for others to do the same. And it's just this ripple effect, like your show.
Yeah, we do. And here's the thing, you know, I just, you know, tuning in with you. I mean, it's like when I first changed, I changed a lot. My family went along with me to a certain extent, but I'm sure they all talked about me behind my back. He is really wow. He's gone off the deep end. What is he doing? And which is, you know, it's okay. I think, you know, when I studied Jesus, right? And I said, and I thought to myself, how many people like this guy? And I came to the conclusion about a third of the people really loved him. About a third of the people they didn't care. And about a third of the people really didn't like him at all, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of in our life, and it's okay. You know, you're on social media, a third of the people love you. Third will go, who cares? And the other third will go, I can't believe they're saying this stuff. You know, it's just like, yeah. I'm not sure what we got on that. But I think that, to live your finest life, I think that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Living your finest life is tuning into, as you said, tuning into yourself. Your soul. Are you a meditator, or do you journal, or what are some of the tools you use?
So for more than a decade, I had taught yoga. So I love guiding meditations and doing them for myself. I like doing breathing work, yoga practice. I like prayer as well. I like quiet time. I don't journal as much as I write maybe bullets. I'm a visual person. Probably figured that out with the rose-colored glasses. So for me, I like to, and I'm a New Yorker, so I'm very fast. So writing bullets versus a beautiful handwritten journal with many pages and paragraphs. And the other thing I like to do is daydream. I write about that. I will never forget, I was getting ready to teach a class, one of my regular yoga classes, and the focus that day was to bring more time into your life to daydream. And one of the women immediately raised her hand when she heard the topic and said she used to get punished for it. And the irony was that I knew she just moved her mother into memory care facility. And one of the things daydreaming helps us with is improving our memory and being allowing ourselves to expand our mindset and so forth. And so it was just so funny that unfortunately she was reprimanded. If only her mother joined her, you know, at that young age to sit and daydream for a few minutes. I'm not saying all day, but, you know, spend a few minutes, set a timer if you have to.
I love that. I've done this show for 400 episodes. I don't think anybody's brought up daydreaming. Not one time. and how, how allowing ourselves to just be curious, yeah, and just do nothing for a moment.
Yeah.
How important that is. I think, daydreaming is probably an art that's very, it is almost a lost art in this society, yes, because we're going so fast. I want to go from, my phone to my tablet, to my, to my book, to my journal, to meditation, to buy something at the store, to talk to my daughter, to, we just go. And that place where you can just slow down to succeed in your life. Yeah. And succeeding meaning connecting with your true self. Do you ever ask what, why? In fact, I got to take a break here. But when I come back, I'm watching my time. When I come back, let's talk about purpose in life. And, how does daydreaming align with our purpose? Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kennedy Foster. I'm talking with Gina Mayer Vincent, and we're talking about her new book, a whole bunch of other things, but Exquisitely Aligned is the name of the book. By the way, you can get the book at Amazon. We also, if you'd like to connect with Gina, you can go to exquisitelyaligned.com, exquisitelyaligned.com for my listening audience. And what do you have over there on the site, by the way?
On the website?
Yeah. What do people buy them?
What can they buy, did you say? Sorry.
Fine. What will they find?
Yes. On the website, they can learn more about me, my bio. There's a bunch of articles I've written for local magazines as well as digital magazines, the podcast, television show, my press room, how to... invite me to come speak, and then what I offer, how to work with me one-on-one.
That's awesome. Okay. So exquisitelyaligned.com.
Yeah.
Back to that question that's curious on my mind. Aligning, when you first tuned into it being exquisitely aligned in your own life, right?
Yeah.
There had to be something driving you. There was a purpose. There was something going on there.
Yeah.
How does that purpose drive you today? What is that purpose? Let's talk about your purpose.
So, For me, it's a big purpose. I think that I was loving very much teaching yoga, especially the mindset. Many of my students, that's why they came to me, was for the mindset piece. And it was such an honor to be able to share, you know, a little bit of quantum physics and how that we can shift things by the way we see things and by the way that we experience and take things in, and using the egg timer, the hourglass, for a minute to kind of think differently. When Mark became ill and finally received the kidney and liver from the woman my age, my blood type, I felt like me paying it forward was really having that courage to now advocate for other people's lives, because I was the advocate for Mark at that time. The hospital he was in was not owning up to the things that went wrong and delaying things. And finally, I got him to Mayo Clinic, where they saved his life in Jacksonville, Florida. And I just knew that once my children were a little more grown and once my husband was thriving again, which took a full year, that I then could do something bigger. And for me, I know this sounds maybe a little showy, but I feel like I'm to leave a legacy. Ken, I would imagine you understand that feeling of that you're here for a reason, a purpose, something greater, for the greater good of many. And I think that's why it's fun to have a podcast, to have a TV show, to be invited on your show and share, even if it's just one sentence that changes somebody's day. That to me means, like, I'll give you an example. When we would walk the neighborhood, my husband would always say, "Why are you waving to, like, do you know who's in that car?" And I'm like, "Yeah, no, I don't know." But, you know, I think when we smile, it's more contagious than COVID and the flu combined. And sometimes somebody may just need that smile from a stranger. It's like wearing my necklace and my earrings. It's just an extra piece that we can add to our outfit, to our look. And it could mean the world to someone. Like when Mark was sick, it was just all day long kind of dark and heavy. And when a stranger smiled, it was like, oh yeah, I can breathe again, you know?
Yeah, you feel that. And, you know, the smile piece I like to just comment on, because it's something that I practice every day. And when I first started smiling, people said, "Don't just smile," you know. And I thought, well, I'd like to put a smile on a cashier's face, or, you know, somebody just walk down the street. And at first it was just like, I'll just kind of fake it because I didn't feel it inside. But as I practiced that, what I learned is that I would first align inside myself with my happy place, right? Just, you know, we all have a happy place.
Yeah.
It's a place that is a sacred place. It's a place of peace and joy and happiness, and we can all find our own happy place. So I just tune into that. And that, it's like when before I do my shows, I feel it. In fact, when I come on to every show, I'm always smiling now because I feel that happy place. Right? Mm-hmm. So there's that place where we can align with ourselves. And once we do that, like you just said, to be able to pass it on is powerful. You know, in creating a legacy, I've learned this over the years. You know, I started out just feeling like I want to be a service and make a difference, you know, and that drove me a lot of time for a long time. And now today it's, I've learned that as I change self, as I tune in self, as I realize who the self is, myself, you know, the truth of who I am, it's a natural unfoldment in my life and the people I'm with and everything. So it's like when one changes oneself, one changes their legacy, if that makes any sense. Yeah. One changes people around us. Just if, again, even that smile, look at that smile impacted you. I just love that. Wow. Okay. So, you know, I love this conversation where we're going here. So I do have to take one more break real quick. And when we get back, I'd like to talk about one of the things that you told me, that you created a brave, bold, uncompromising stand. Mm-hmm. And I think, Pete, my audience can learn from that. So we'll be right back talking. Yeah.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host. I'm in my happy place right now, if you can't tell. I'm feeling it with Gina. And all right, so give me an example of that place where you, where a place you really had to take a bold, brave, powerful stand for what you believe.
So I'm going to revert back to when my husband was ill. I felt like the gentleman in the circus who was spinning all the china plates, 9-10 plates. And for me, they were no longer balanced. They were falling off and shattering. And I probably can tell, right? I'm a New Yorker, my voice, Italian and German. I have a very feisty side to me. And I was going up against the men in white, the doctors. And what I haven't shared yet on the show is my husband is one of them. He's a family doctor. So I was going up essentially against his peers, if you want to say that. He didn't work hand in hand with them at this hospital, but he was one of them. And I was this, I was looked at as this crazy Italian hot-blooded New Yorker who was fighting to save his life. And, you talked about being bold, brave, and uncompromising. It was, and it took a lot of energy when I was already not sleeping, not eating right. You mentioned food earlier. People were helping us with the as best as they could with these beautiful casseroles, which meant I didn't need to go to the grocery store, follow a recipe or cook, but it wasn't the food that I would normally eat. So I was not sleeping well, wasn't eating right, and these plates are falling apart, right? And I think that you really have to dig deep. And for me, I wanted, or I believed very strongly, very headstrongly, that my husband had the right to live and to see, it's making me tear up. But to see our daughter, who was 2 at the time, we had just adopted her a year and a half earlier from Guatemala, but to see her, dance competitively, graduate high school and start University of Arizona. And to see our son become an Eagle Scout with the Boy Scouts and graduate high school and college from USC. And for he and I to walk in the sand here in California, even though we were living in North Carolina at the time. And I think because I really had those rose-colored glasses of like, nobody's going to come between my dreams, my desires, this future that I feel. I mean, I really felt it with every ounce of my being. And I didn't want anyone to come and stop. And it was finally me getting him to a different hospital who immediately said, we see this, that's a problem. We're going to fix this. Here we go. And it was like, I could breathe again.
Well, Gina, you just expressed what a lot of people that are watching today. I don't know if it's a lot. There's some of you out there that are hear that message. And what she just said was so powerful. She was an advocate for her husband, for his choice to live, to be able to experience his life. Some of you out there right now, you need to make that own choice for yourself. You need to make a choice to live, to step into your life in a greater way and to be able to experience life in all that life has to offer.
Yeah.
That's what I get. And thank God you were there for your husband, and you were a feisty New York Italian, the Mamma Mia pizzeria. You don't get them, man. Right. You're not going to tell me I can't, you know, and you went against the white coat. I know my wife went through an allergic reaction to a drug, and I had an advocate with me. My sister is a nurse for 30 years. She told me how to deal with the white coats, right? Because I didn't really know. And I'm pretty good at this stuff, you know. But I needed somebody to teach me. And I, you know, just like you're teaching others. And the reason I bring that up, because Gina is a teacher at heart. I mean, she's got programs there that can help you to be your own advocate in your own life, to take your business and your life to a whole new level. And my show, as you know, Gina, is all about stepping into courage, stepping into the unknown. But don't do it alone. Do it with guidance. Do it with someone that's already walked the path ahead of you, that can lift you up and it can hold your hand when you're going through some of the darkest times maybe of your life. But those darkest times are the most powerful times to teach us why we're here, what's next for us, to build strength and courage and vitality in our lives. So I don't want to take over your interview, but that was a passionate plea to this audience. What say you?
No, and I didn't mean to get choked up, but yeah, no, Ken, I agree with everything you just said. And I think we have to have the courage to step into that. And I think a lot of people think we have to do it right, get it right, do it. No, it's for me, I ask people to play, experience, experiment. Like you were talking about with the smile, right? How do I get that smile to be genuine? Okay, I went to that happy place. And I think we're taught in school, I mean, I was never hit with a ruler, but we get that image of, oh, we got to get it right. We have to impress the teacher or impress our parents, impress our spouse, our boss, whoever it is. And I think it's more about playing and experimenting and feeling into something. If it's try it, you know, and sing in the shower, you know, and then if it comes out right, sing outside of the shower, but like go around and be joyful about it and not trying to perfect things. And I'm 100% with you. I think when we align with somebody that we can trust to hold our hand and guide us and shine the light in front of us and get us to our place, not their place, but our own place, working with somebody, I think saves a lot of time and energy.
I agree 100%. Well, listen, believe it or not, we are out of time. This went like that.
Yes.
So, Gina, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I know my audience will love you, and I'm sure they've appreciated everything you've said. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken. It's been a great honor.
And all of you, I want to thank you for tuning into this show. This show is all about you, for you. And if you like the messages that we're delivering into the airwaves, then please share it with your family and friends. Subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you don't miss a show. And continue to search for and seek the unseeable, the unknowable. Why? So you can do the impossible.